in Park Falls. We promised you a preview of all the music that's coming this weekend, and we got the folks from the band Moniker who are going to be here Friday night to perform for you on the Flamborama grounds. We got Jesse Gomez, and we've got Park Falls' very own Nolan Schmidt with us. Good morning to both of you, gentlemen. How are we doing? I'm sorry. Can you guys hear me now? There you go.
You can now.
Yeah, we can hear you.
I got a new board. I don't know which button to hit. Good morning to both of you, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Doing wonderful.
All right.
It's Monday.
Yeah.
Another week.
Yeah. Well, Nolan, we'll start with you because you're the Park Falls dude, Park Falls Cardinal alum. What year did you graduate, Nolan, from Park Falls?
2004, so it's actually my 20th class reunion this year at Flamorama.
Wow, good timing, and coming back. You were pre Shawamigan transfer over, I guess. Your original Cardinal, huh?
I was, yes.
All right.
Yeah, good times.
Talk a little bit about your musical background that kind of led you to your bass player for Moniker, and obviously you're probably involved in the music program here, I would assume, in Park Falls.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I never got into instruments or instrumentation until after I left Park Falls and got into college. But I was in the choir and part of Madrigal singers. So, you know, Mark Donner was a huge influence on me as a teacher. I mean, when you define a teacher, you define, you know, Mark Donner is the archetype for what a great teacher is. And, yeah. You know, he always made us enjoy music, and that just stuck with me and carried through. And when I got to college, I needed something to do other than play sports. So I got into music, and I surrounded myself in a great community in La Crosse that has a lot of music and musicians there. And one thing led to another, and I've been playing now live for over 16 years.
Yeah. Mark Donner just can't retire. He just can't kick it. He tried to retire, came back. I was dealing with him this year. The Madrigals were down at the Brewer game a couple of weeks ago. What a great musical and band program that this Park Falls area has had for years, Nolan, right?
For sure. I mean, between him and, you know, Pat Pollock and, you know, John Hinckley back in the day, I mean, just churning out great musicians and great students.
Yep. Kristen Kirch kind of taking the baton now and taking it and run with it. And we got Jesse Gomez with us, who's, Nolan described him as the personality of the band. Jesse, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty good. Thank you guys for having us here today.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about Moniker. People come out Friday night to see you guys play. Lots of energy, lots of good rock. What can they expect Friday night from you guys, Jesse?
Yeah, absolutely. High energy, a lot of fun. Not too many slow ballads or anything that we do. We like to keep the party going and jiggling and wiggling and, you know, just having a good old time. We're a pretty eclectic band, so we play a lot of stuff. I'll have Nolan fill in too as well, just in case. But we do a lot of like the classic rock. We do some hard rock, a little metal. We do some hip hop, some pop. We make sure that we cover it all, you know, from like the 1970s, you know, up to today's current music that we'll cover, you know, to make sure that we have, you know, everybody pleased at the event.
Yeah. Give us a little bit of your history. Give us your journey, Jesse, that's led you to coming to Flamborama and how music has been a part of your life.
It's been a part of my life for a while. I think I joined music back in 2005, so going on almost 20 years of being in the music industry as a lead singer. Started off with Three Beers Till Dubuque here in La Crosse, Wisconsin, which was a well-known tri-state band. I moved on from Three Beers Till Dubuque to the Freezers, and played in Pick Six, Cheddar Groove, a couple of other bands off to the side. It was actually funny because I met Nolan, I think back in 2018 it was, and we were actually at the same Moon Tunes event watching. They have this Moon Tune event every Thursday in our park. And I was waiting in line to get a beer, and Nolan was right behind me and started talking to me. And we kind of recognized each other from the music industry and got to know each other. And then he just asked, you know, hey, would you ever want to play or jam with the Moniker band? And I'm so glad that I said yes.
Yeah, fantastic. Nolan, how long has Moniker been together?
Yeah, so we started, I think it was right around 2016. We started as a three-piece with a lead singer that was my neighbor, actually. And we had a couple of spinoffs from a previous band called the Whistlejacks that we actually played in Park Falls for Flamorama, I think, might have been 2013, you know, so about a decade ago, you know. But we had that group for a little bit, and then our lead singer decided to step away, and we had to reform, and we just happened to time Jesse right and grab him. But we've been together now, moniker as a stand group in the lacrosse area for 8 years now.
So are we going to hear you on the vocals a little bit on Friday night too? You said you started with the vocal side. We're going to hear that. You're the bass player, but
yeah, they let me sing one song, and that is the appropriate amount. I do chime in on a lot of backups as well, and
Yeah.
we do a little bit of switching. We have a lot of great musicians in the band, so we'll
We'll
switch
just
up.
let him stick to the bass play,
Okay, Jesse.
Well, if you see Jesse, you know why. So, yeah, but
How many members in the band for you guys?
there's five of us. So we got drums, bass, guitar, keys, and Jesse on singing. So there's four of us that'll sing at any given point in time. So a lot of vocal harmonies as well going on.
All right. I always like to when I talk to musicians, because musicians always have stories of places they've been and places they don't ever want to go back to again. What stands out as the, you don't have to give names and places unless you want to, that'd be awesome. But the worst place that you ever played, just what stands out number one. Boom, right
Oh,
there.
I got that right off the bat. I played a New Year's Eve gig one time in Iowa, or it was like right on the border of Iowa, Minnesota, and it was so small, and we were so crammed in with like six or seven members that when a gentleman had to go to the bathroom, I had to lift my bass like a parking ramp gate for that person to come through. And of course, it was just like I would be playing and somebody would tap me on the shoulder that had to leave the bathroom, you know. So anytime that I don't have space, it's the worst. So
Awesome.
that sticks out like a sore thumb to me.
That's awesome. Bass player slash bathroom attendant. Did you get any tips at all? Did they slip you a buck or two coming out, or?
I don't even remember because I try to expunge that from my memory.
Jesse, how about you? What stands out as your most interesting experience as a musician?
Playing almost an 8 hour show.
8 hours.
Almost 8 hours, yes.
Wow.
Usually we play, like in full, like about 4 hours. But yeah, it ended up being an almost an 8 hour show, for like a camping gig that we ended up doing. And after that, I'm just like, nope, I'm not gonna do that one again.
Was that contractual? Was that a contract thing, or did they just keep throwing money at you? Say, keep playing, keep playing.
They just kept throwing money at us and just said, keep playing, keep playing. So of course, we kept going as long as we could, and almost felt like we did three days in one.
Yeah, and you guys stay pretty busy during the summertime. As you get out on the road, what's the hardest part about for you about being a musician, about traveling and doing all this stuff? What's the most difficult thing for you?
I think the driving a lot, driving back and forth to the different gigs all over the place. Because I mean, we're all over, Milwaukee, Madison, La Crosse, now Park Falls, Green Bay, Neenah, Fox Valley area. We're
Yeah.
all over the place,
Yeah.
So driving definitely takes some time. And of course, we're humans, we have families and stuff too. So taking that time away from them as well is probably the hardest part.
Yeah.
I'll echo that. We have 9 to 5s, normal careers. So then when you go out on the weekend and you play an extremely late show, what I think a lot of people don't see is the tearing down all your equipment and packing it up at the end of the night. If you got to drive to get home, by the time you get home and pack everything out or whatever, it just disrupts your schedule. So it seems like you're kind of flipping on and off all the time and just staying full of energy, right?
Yeah, and in my 30 plus years in radio, I've seen so many bands come to our festivals and such, and I always see the sound checks, hear the sound checks, and I think to myself, these guys got to just be sick and tired of doing this. Just got to be so happy to just have it sound good, and then you're on stage, feeling the moment, feeling the music. That's great, but that sound check stuff leading up to it just seems like it's a very tedious process to me.
You got to do it though. I mean, I think if you're dedicated to your craft, that part is like your preparation, like
Yeah.
anything else, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And I've seen a lot of bands. You can tell which ones care about the little details. And it just when you stack the details on top of each other, you get such a better product.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
exactly. Well, I look forward to having both of you, Nolan. We look forward to having you come back to Park Falls. I know you'll get to see a lot of old friends up here. for your class reunion too. And Jesse, you seem like a fun guy and likes to party and have a good time. So this is going to be a fun night here. 8 o'clock Friday night, right?
That's right.
All right, Nolan, thank you so much. Jesse, we thank you so much. Safe travels. I'll see you up here Friday night. Okay.
Sounds good. See you then.
Hey, I got to say one thing. Hi, Mom.
All right. Very well done. Very well done. We'll archive it at 98qcountry.com. You guys want to listen back to the interview here with Moniker Friday night here at Flamborama.
Leaning into local radio.